Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with Kim Durst of the American Cancer Society about National Cancer Prevention Month and the American Cancer Society's Day on the State Capitol Hill. February is National Cancer Prevention Month. What is the purpose of having this recognition for the American Cancer Society?
You know, it's foremost out there to help with prevention and early detection, which is our central mission to helping save lives and lead the fight, you know, against cancer. And so what we have seen is many cancers can be detoured and prevented by more systematic efforts by avoiding tobacco, maintaining a healthy weight, eating a healthy diet, getting enough exercise, limiting alcohol intake, as well as following the recommended screenings and vaccinations. So, you know, we really want to see, you know, more people being more proactive in the prevention against cancer.
Are there any statistics as far as the rate of early, you know, detection and prevention, if that's increased in the last decade or so?
You know, I mean, over the last 25 years, we've seen cancer death rates drop by 27%. Overall, saving, you know, over 2.6 million lives. So, you know, that says a lot as to what is happening with cancer awareness and the early detection. You know, it was also brought out that breast cancer death rates have declined 40% over the last 30 years. And, you know, that's largely due to pre-screening and catching it early, as well as with colon cancer. You know, we have a big push where we want to see, you know, individuals that are of the age for starting your cancer screenings with colon cancer. We are starting a new, you know, movement where it's 80% in your community of people getting their cancer screenings done. The newly recommended screening guidelines from the American Cancer Society for colon cancer screenings is for people that are at average risk beginning their screenings at age 45. So, you know, we're seeing the death rates, you know, decline. And so that is where we see such a positive force in, you know, our cancer awareness and promoting, you know, the cancer screenings.
And that 80% number you said, is that an actual statistic of the average, I mean, number of people who get pre-screened, or is that
right,
a goal?
Yes, exactly. So we're looking at ages, you know, 45 and above. So for those ages, our goals are to get 80% actually, you know, worldwide. But we're, you know, focusing, breaking it down on each community. So, you know, promoting that and, you know, getting that information out there and making people aware that, you know, when you can't catch cancer early, that is the easiest way to prevent it, catch it early, and to, you know, be able to control it.
And is that just for colon cancer, or is that across the board?
For the age 45 and above, that's for the colon cancer and the 80%. But, I mean, overall, you know, we do want to push all cancer screenings that are available to be done because, you know, like we said, early detection is the best way to catch cancer at its earliest stage, you know, to take care of it and for people to live longer.
And the American Cancer Society recently had their day at the state capitol. If you'd like to share, when was that and what happened that day?
Yeah, it was very exciting. There were volunteers across Iowa that, you know, attended the day at the capitol with the American Cancer Society and Cancer Action Network. We had three volunteers, including myself, go from Guthrie County. We had Donna Baker, Nancy Smith, and Becky Peterson all go, along with myself. And, you know, it was just a great day to go out and talk to our representatives and our senators and just kind of share some of our top concerns. And the top priority for this year was tobacco products. And because tobacco products remain the nation's number one cause of preventable deaths. And, you know, we're seeing an increase in, you know, adults, high school students, again, smoking. And, you know, we just want to get this where we can help them, you know, in different ways, you know. And there's things that we can do. And with the lawmakers, the one thing that we asked our representatives was to co-sponsor Representative Hinson's bill that would increase Iowa cigarette tax by $1.50 per pack, with a parallel tax increase on other tobacco products, including e-cigarettes. And then we asked our senators to support an increase in the Iowa cigarette tax, you know, and, you know, all work together in a bipartisan effort, and, you know, in order to save lives. And by doing this, this could prevent 12,900 youth from becoming adult smokers, you know, help 19,400 adults who smoke quit, saving 8,800 lives and saving $665 million in long-term health care costs. So there is a lot that could be done with this increased tax on tobacco products, and then turning that into that funds that they raise from the taxes, you know, investing those into tobacco prevention and cessation, along with also putting a balance of that towards mental health, which is a huge challenge in our state today. So, you know, we had lots of great conversations, and overall, you know, we're just asking our legislature to help Iowans quit smoking and keep our kids from starting, you know, by increasing the funding for tobacco prevention and cessation and using that tax increase to go towards that.
Why is it that the American Cancer Society goes and speaks with the state legislators? Why is that something that you guys take time to do?
It is so important to have our the government behind us with promoting, you know, not only cancer awareness, but helping in, you know, so many other areas like access to care, screening programs for colon and cervical cancers, tanning, radon, I mean, tobacco as well. I mean, there's just so many things that we rely on our government. And, you know, they are the top funding in cancer research as well, and we want to keep that support and, you know, help us in the fight against cancer.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Kim Durst of the American Cancer Society about National Cancer Prevention Month and the American Cancer Society's Day on the State Capitol Hill. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.